Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
App. These guys know how to connect with you about Boston sports.
This may feel strong, but you people are stupid.
OMG. It's Felger and Maz, 95 The Sports Hub.
All you need is a fumble or a quick pick six, and Twall's back in, where he is up off the bench with his helmet under his arm, listening to all the calls, leaning in with Josh. But I think they're just trying to take a peek here, too. Let's see if the kid can get out there and function and finish a football game. That's where he's got to be careful. Third and forever, and you just don't want to force one here to where you get yourself in trouble. So he's had two good accurate throws, one to Dorsett. That on a little underneath flip right there.
Seventh quarterback taken in this year's draft. Takes the snap on third and 14. Drops back, throws to the near side. Too tall for Bolden, picked off. And it's going the other way in the arms of Jamal Adams at the 30. Cuts it right, 25-20, 15-10. It's a pick six for New York.
Exactly what you don't want to do. Let's see if Twall puts the helmet back on. We've seen it before down in Miami when Jason Taylor did the same exact type of thing to Matt Castle when they sort of called the dogs off. And this is a big thing with Bill and what he gets criticized for the 60-minute game, right? And it's an indicator to everybody else, you know what, just call off the dogs. All of a sudden you get 14 on the board where this game has felt like it's 90 to nothing.
60 yards. That's Jamal just Adams on the pick six.
It's a late, lazy throw by Stidham.
And that's your last memory of Jared Stidham. That's the image of Jared Stidham this year. The pick six he threw against the Jets in his only real stint this year, I would say.
Oh, costly one, too. That killed the Patriots cover. A lot of angry people that day.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, yeah.
So, and that sort of wiped out your memory of him in the preseason where he was really good. He was really good in the preseason. He was better than Garoppolo was in the preseason, his rookie year. And Garoppolo was terrific as a rookie in the preseason. He was better than Brissett as a rookie in the preseason. He was better than a lot of these guys. He was better than Hoyer as a rookie in the preseason. Four touchdowns, one interception. 61 of 90. Like 66%, something like that?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, 60 of 90 would be 67%, so it's a little higher than that.
Yeah, so like 731 yards, four touchdowns, one interception. I don't have the rating for you, but he was good. He was so good that they released Brian Hoyer, or traded him. I can't remember how they got rid of him.
No, I think they released him, and then he signed with Indy.
But they released Brian Hoyer. So I think it tells you what they felt about him. Never mind what we felt about him, what you think. I think Bill liked the guy from the start. And that's how you know. Not what the cartel would write Murray as a PR thing, or you know, the pumping of the tires of Jared Stidham. If they didn't like the kid and didn't think he had real potential, they wouldn't expose themselves with only two quarterbacks, with him being the second guy. That was the tell, that they like the kid. They think there's something there. And then at the end of the year, when Belichick was okay telling us all the practice time Brady was missing, that Stid got all that work, and he called him by a nickname. Like, whoa, now we're on to something here. He's got a little Stid in his pants for Jared Stidham. So that's the guy that's who I hope the guy is.
I mean, I feel like they're going that road, and I just hope that they add another young guy with him and let him fight it out.
And so, you brought up and to me, it's all got to be cheap. These guys have all got to cost nothing because Brady's going to have $14 million left over. If he retires or goes somewhere else, he's going to have $14 million in dead money on the book. So whatever you pay for your quarterbacks, on top of the $14. So just for example, the reason I don't want a veteran on top of anything else is that if you sign, just say, Teddy Bridgewater for $15 million, you add him to Brady's $14, now they're $30 million with the quarterback position, which is right back where you started. If I'm going to do that, I'll just bring Brady back. So the whole idea is to sort of reset that position, and hopefully you have a good, young, cheap guy to go forward with. So I'm all for having a second guy, a rookie maybe. You brought up A.J. McCarron, who's never really gotten a chance. And maybe for a reason. Maybe he blows.
Right.
But he's someone that is going to be really cheap. He cost the Texans only $3 million last year, and he didn't play. He's a free agent. Can you get him here for two?
I mean, so that's the kind of guy I would want if they're going to bring in a quote-unquote veteran.
Guy who's been in the league but hasn't had a chance. Maybe there's upside there that just hasn't been tapped.
Exactly.
And cost you nothing. So if the quarterback position with Stidham and your backup cost you under $3 million, that's good.
Sure.
Put on top of Brady's 14, now you're $17 million at the position. That's cheap.
Mike, even if McCarron costs $3 million, that's still $3.5 million for two quarterbacks. I mean, that's still dirt.
Yep.
You're still paying dirt. It's not a lot of dough. I just think McCarron, there might still be upside there.
You're still in love with that one playoff appearance he had when he came in for Dalton when he got hurt.
Totally.
Yeah, it's so long ago. He's now officially a NFL journeyman.
But Murray,
Oakland,
Murray,
Buffalo, Houston.
I agree. He has started four games, Murray.
Ah, to hell with him. He's a career backup.
So all I'm saying is if you want to bring in a guy.
You want his wife around.
Well, there's that. I mean, I wouldn't necessarily exclude that element. Just
is that the one that Brett Musburger lost his mind over?
Yeah. But I do like the fact that, you know, he's been around a little bit. He could easily be a backup if they need a veteran backup. And at the same time, maybe there's something untapped there. Like, I like the idea of it. Either that or I want them to draft someone. And I want the kid to have some competition. I don't want the job just handed to him.
I'll take both. Draft someone and bring in.
Fine.
That okay, but when I say veteran backup, it's got to be a cheap veteran backup. Teddy Bridgewater was a $7 million backup last year. I don't want that.
He's going to get a starting job.
And, you know, even $3 million is too rich for my blood, man. Brian Hoyer made $3 million last year. The whole idea is, and there should be guys. There should be guys who don't cost you anything that can just fill that role. Josh McCown, Trevor Siemian, Mike Glennon, Chad Henne.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but I don't want bums who can't play.
Listen to these names.
Murray, these are second or third string guys.
Yeah, no, don't pay them anything. Don't pay them $8. Just play Stidham and then draft someone else.
But, Mike, if Stidham can't play, they need someone who can get in the game and be functional.
This is what I'm saying. You don't think Trevor Siemian could get in the game and be functional?
No.
No.
Oh, yeah, he could.
He blows. He blows.
Still going to die on that Dawn Hill, huh?
He does. He blows. No, thank you. Please, he got in this year. It was a complete train wreck, for crying out loud. No, he blows.
I think for so many of these guys, it's about their team, their coaching. And I don't know. I just think put in the right structure, Trevor Siemian could be a fine backup.
Yeah,
let's sign Paxton Lynch then. Yeah, he's a young guy. He hasn't had a chance.
No, that's a total rock.
But you got to look at it differently than you did with Brady. It's not just a backup anymore. It's also a little bit of a security blanket. Because what if the kid – the other thing is, do we know the kid can stay on the field? Like Jimmy Garoppolo couldn't stay on the field.
The question is, do you want your next quarterback, if Tom Brady's done here, do you want your next quarterback to be Jared Stidham or a generic veteran? That's an actual question I put in our email chain. It's a question Maz put to the people on Twitter. What are the results, sir?
Okay, 71% say they'd rather have Stidham. 71% Stidham over a generic backup.
How many votes?
I'll give you the exact number. Last time I checked, it was just about 7,000, and it is 7,500 now.
Okay, so
I agree with the people on that.
Okay, you want Jared Stid the kid?
Yeah, I mean, so fourth rounder, they're pumping him up. Obviously, Belichick believes in him because he keeps him over Hoyer. So, you know, see what you have with the kid. Because, again, I don't think you're going to be competing for a championship next year. Maybe you have something with him, but start anew. If you start with the reset, go young. I don't want any veteran retreads because, please, like whether it's you're trading for Nick Foles or Andy Dalton or any of this crap, like no thanks.
Okay, so once again, Murray's handicapping the 2020 divisional playoffs, which is fine. You can do that. Tim in Holland, because when you say they're not a championship contender, you're telling me they can't get, you know, I mean, they're not even going to make the playoffs. So, fine. You can do that.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Tim in Holland, hi. I'm sorry. Thanks for hanging on, Tim.
Hi, comment and a question. My boss threatened to cut my hours for saying this, but even if Brady was to come back at a discount, I wouldn't want him. I'd rather just move forward with Stidham or a comparative rookie. And my question is the money that you save at the quarterback position, would you rather use that to surround Stidham or to re-up on the defensive players that are becoming free agents?
Thanks. You know, Tim, good question, but let me ask you something. Even if Brady came back at a discount, you wouldn't want him. You'd want to go forward with Stidham. Why? He dropped off. I didn't drop him. But that's because I agree. Even if Brady comes at a discount, I'd still want to go. I'd still want to turn the page. I agree with the caller. Why do I feel that way? And I'll tell you why.
Because you want him to start the next phase.
Well, not just that. is that I think if Brady came back at a discount, he'd have the same sour puss he's had the last year plus, and it'd be a continuation.
There'd be a level of resentment,
which is what we've had to deal with this year.
It's time to move on.
Which has gotten in the way of his
for everybody
with young players, his work with new receivers, his, you know, they'd win games this year. He'd come after the game and talk to people and be miserable. Like, I don't want that anymore. I want the quarterback to be happy that they won.
Yeah, and I honestly...
And never mind, work with young players, develop young players, work with new receivers, be willing to go through some growing pains, show some patience, show up in the offseason. I want all of that out of my quarterback. And if you bring Brady back at a discount, he's going to be in the same place.
Yeah, I mean, that is absolutely true. I also want to start the transition. I mean, and because I think the transition even goes beyond the quarterback, which is massive. And I know this is a Brady discussion. They're going to undergo major changes here, I think. Major. And so what are you putting it off? What do you want, 1 foot in, 1 foot out? Like, you know, bring back Brady and but turn over the defense like that? No good. Do it, you know, turn over what you got to turn over. They'll have plenty of money to spend.
Okay.
Because they're going to save on people like McCourty, maybe even Hightower. You know, if those guys don't want to come back, I'm letting some of them go, too.
I also think there's a benefit to changing quarterbacks with Bill Belichick. And I'll explain that benefit with Bill Belichick coming up next. And I'm going to give you some free Zach Brown tickets. How about that? Some free Zach Brown tickets for you if you just stick by your radio here and wait for us to come back.
Sports. Austin's home for sports. 98.5. The Sports Hub.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
At the entrance to the garden at Banner's Kitchen and Tap, Felger and Maz are live for Bruins game day on 98.5, the Sports Hub, and the Sports Hub app.
Who knows what happens? Who knows? Maybe their quarterback opening day next year is Andy Dalton. Don't laugh. It might be. Or Jared Stidham or somebody who they draft. But I do think that Belichick is going to play this year and have a tremendous amount of fun. Remember, he's got his son Steve on his staff who, you know, there's all sorts of expectation out there that one day Steve Belichick, you know, he hopes is going to be coordinator, maybe rising above that to a head coach level. So there's a lot for Bill Belichick to prove, at least to himself, in the coming few years.
Peter, I got a few names to read off to you here as we consider what the Patriots may do if Tom Brady leaves. Ryan Tannehill, Marcus Mariota, Philip Rivers, Eli Manning, Case Keenum, Dak Prescott, Drew Brees, Teddy Bridgewater, Jameis Winston, Blake Bortles. They're all due to become unrestricted free agents. Cam Newton's out there. Cam Newton's 2-0 against the New England Patriots. Wouldn't that be something to see Cam Newton in a New England Patriot uniform? I mean, there's a bunch of different ways Bill Belichick can go, which I think adds to this sense of excitement. It's renewed. It's rejuvenated. It's refreshed. It's a reset button
right
for Bill Belichick as he goes forward, as you said, with Steve Belichick as his active protege, possibly with the plan of handing the baton to Steve at the appropriate time, 2 years, 5 years, 7 years, 10 years from now.
Okay, thinking King and Mike Florio. I'm going to leave the transition to Steve Belichick aside because they both mentioned it. Bill gets the next quarterback, sets things up, and then in 3, 4, 5 years, hands it off to Steve. I'm sure he would love to do that.
Disaster waiting to happen.
And, you know,
I don't mean that as – I don't know if Steve Belichick can coach or not, but the son succeeding the father – feels like a disaster waiting to happen.
I feel bad for the kid.
Oh, God, absolutely. Disaster waiting to happen.
And I can also see the Crafts at that point saying,
guys, we're good here.
well, no, this is our team, not yours.
Right,
you know,
exactly.
The Crafts own the team, not the Belichicks. So, sorry, you know. But either way, so I'm going to put that aside. But the first part, I agree with, too. I think that it would rejuvenate Bill. It would, and not that he, you know, quote-unquote, needs rejuvenation. I still think he's the best in the league, but he would have something to prove. Because people always talk about Brady, you know, if he goes somewhere else, he'd be highly motivated to prove that he can still do it at 43, and the Patriots made a mistake, and that he can do this. And so he's highly, highly motivated, which I hope he is, and I want to see. That'd be great. I think Bill's going to be in the same boat. It'd be a lot on him. It'd be a lot, because he's going to bear the brunt. You pushed Brady out. You thought you could win with this next guy. It's all on you. So he's going to have a lot riding on that. And I think he's going to be motivated.
I think it benefits all of them. I really do. I think that this is what the reset does. It resets it for everybody. So, look, don't get me wrong. I understand what the thing has been, and it's starting to deteriorate, if it hasn't significantly deteriorated already. It's time. It's time. And, again, that's just, to me, sort of the gut and the logic of it. Like, But I also think the math doesn't work anymore either.
Back to your calls on all of it. RJ in New Hampshire. Go ahead, RJ.
Hopefully my phone doesn't sound like a kazoo anymore, but I was curious. If they do keep Brady and give him the money that he wants, is there any way to make sure that he shows up during spring training?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if he were to go to a different team, he would have to go to spring training there anyhow. So why not just stay at home, get your money, work with the kids here, and finish out your career as a pet.
Okay, so I agree with that. It would have to, if they come to him, meaning agree to his number, and they're $30 million plus, you know, at the quarterback position. He's got to show up. Has to. Especially if Josh goes off and takes Brown's job, and now you're working a new offensive coordinator and whatnot. It's got to be a global agreement where everything is settled. We invest in you. You invest in us. You become more patient with these young players. Blah 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 blah. That's all got to happen.
It's an easy fix, isn't it? I mean, you make it mandatory, or he loses part of his bonus or something. Like, you can easily put that into the contract.
Well, no, you can't. Nope. No, there's no way you can to go to those non-mandatory camps. No, that's part of the collective bargaining agreement.
Okay, but what if a player individually in his contract is willing to give that up?
Huh?
In other words, you know, I understand this. My guess is I'm wrong, because the CBA typically overrules anything that's in an individual contract. But what if, you know, what if Brady is willing to do it?
Well, maybe that would set
a bad precedent for other players in the league. He would never do something like that.
You can't punish him for not showing up to a voluntary thing.
But you can reward him for it. That's
what Coughlin was doing in Jacksonville. That's why he's out of work.
Exactly. So you can't do that. But you're right. So your point, can you then go in the other direction and say, we'll give you a $10 million bonus
Bingo.
If you show up?
Bingo.
Okay, fine. Whatever it takes. It's got to be part of the agreement. It just does. Tyrone in New Hampshire. Go ahead, Tyrone.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, man.
So McDaniels gets the Cleveland job. Think he'd give Brady a call and say, hey, you want to throw to Jarvis and Odell?
Okay, I'm just going to stop you, because what happens to Baker Mayfield? Is Tom Brady and Giselle going to go to Cleveland? No, no, no. We're going to try and... No. Here's Tom and Quincy. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, Mike, buckle up for 69 more days of scenarios like that. I'm just saying. Seriously. But that list you read off with the veteran quarterbacks was scary. But you left off Nathaniel Peterman, so don't forget about him. He's an option as well.
I think Bill could win with Nathan Peterman.
Oh, God, please.
I'm joking.
Mike, at this point, Bill can win with anybody, I guess. Nathaniel Peterman, me, you know, whoever. But my question is, if they are going to go with Stidham, like if Brady retires or not, if he moves on, whatever, if they go with Stidham, I like what Tony said earlier, draft another kid to give him some competition. Don't bring in some, you know, a more productive veteran guy to kind of override him or, you know, look over his shoulder. I think that's a bad idea. I think.
Right. So let me stop you. I guarantee you they're going to give him competition because that's how you get the best out of him.
I want that to be a peer. I don't want it to be someone with any sort of status that would get the job by default because the kid's not ready.
Right.
You know, so that's all I'm saying is, if you want to tell me it's A.J. McCarron and that's close, fine. No problem. I'm okay with that. But I want two guys who have to win the job. Two, and then let's see what happens. That way they both got to show up. They both got to put in the time. And you see which one is really committed to it.
Mike and Woburn joins us next. Hi, Mike.
Hey, are we pushing Brady out to bring in Eli Manning? Is that what I heard earlier today?
No, I said that's the one name on that veteran list that if he came in dirt cheap, I'd think about him.
Well, wait, Mike, I mean, you spent the last season trying to stick a fork in Brady's back saying he's done. Eli's just as old, will be expensive, and he's got half a cutlery draw sticking out of his back already. I mean, he is toast. There's no upside to that guy. If you want to get rid of Brady, I can understand bringing in somebody like Tony says, like McCarron, to compete with Stidham. I mean, this talk I hear about AJ, Andy Dalton, like, by the way, congrats to Billy and Jimmy for finding a clip of Peter King without food in his mouth, but he's insane for talking about freaking Dalton. Like, Dalton is like exactly the guy you don't want to come in here and block somebody with somewhat of potential. Dalton's been giving a million chances in Cincinnati and has failed. Bill Belichick is a genius coach. He's not a messiah that can make, you know, turn, you know, a terrible quarterback into a champion. It just doesn't happen. I mean, I really think that we're dealing with a situation that if Brady goes, there's going to be some growing pains, and it's probably going to have to be solved either if it's not Stidham again through the draft.
Yeah, okay, so I'm with you. All I did is when I read that list, the only guy that I said, huh, because I don't want another veteran. I want them to go young. I want them to go cheap. I want them to turn the page at the position, and hopefully Stidham's the guy. That's the ideal. So I don't want Teddy Bridgewater. I don't want Marcus Mariota. I don't want Jameis Winston. I don't want Philip Rivers. I don't want one of these guys. I don't want Matthew Stafford. I don't want Cam Newton. I don't. But I don't know why when I got to Eli Manning on that list, I said to myself, what if he came in dirt cheap? Mike just said he'd be more expensive than. I'm not talking about Eli Manning giving him any money. What if he agreed to come in dirt cheap, all incentives, which would be not likely to be earned because he hasn't done squat in years, which means anything he really made would go on next year's payroll. Let's say he would come in for 1 year, $5 million, and put the rest in, get him to 15 or 20, based purely on if we make the AFC Championship game and Super Bowl, which you can do in that. You can do that in the NFL. And you make it, and you just sort of backload it like that. If you are in the Pro Bowl, we make the AFC title game, win a Super Bowl, then that'll get you to 20, and that all goes on next year's books because it's not likely to be earned. Would that get your interest?
No.
I mean, I said yes, but
1 year, $5 million.
No. No, I'm not rooting for that, a-hole, and neither are Patriots fans. It'd be one big middle finger.
Oh, you're so wrong, Murray.
Oh, please, you guys couldn't be more wrong about this. The reason you see that name is when you're going through that list is like, oh, what'll piss off the audience? Eli Manning, that'll do it. Mwahaha. And then you curled your mischievous mustache.
I swear to God that's not what I was doing. I swear to God.
It's not even close to
that. Subconsciously.
No, it wasn't.
Eli won me over.
He's washed up.
Okay,
done.
That's not the point.
And besides the point.
Murray, under this scenario, just hold on a second, okay? Under this scenario, let's say the Patriots believe that Stidham is the guy, but he's not ready to play in 2020. They already know that. Nope, it's going to take a little while longer. We're going to have to give him another year. Right, Garoppolo sat for 2 years, okay? Two, before he started playing, okay? So what if they envision a similar thing with Stidham and they say, we need a stopgap guy for 1 year, but we're not going to pay big for him, and, you know, you're telling me Eli's not appealing?
No, he's not.
Would you rather have Eli or Philip Rivers? In this scenario, 1 year, just 1 year bridge guy.
Philip Rivers.
Not me. I'd take Eli.
Philip Rivers is basically a year removed from an almost MVP-type season. So, no, Eli Manning's done, cooked, over. I can't believe we're even talking about this.
Okay, that's different. That's different.
No, it's not. That's the most important part.
Well,
he's done.
You just said a second ago, though, that you
Well, there's the other part,
you
too.
You can't bring yourself to root for him. Like,
Yeah, now that come on.
He's responsible for the two biggest stains on this franchise over the last 20 years.
So what?
No, oh, please. People hate Eli Manning, and rightfully so.
Did they like Revis?
Why do people hate Eli Manning?
Because of 07 and 11.
Because he beat you?
Yeah.
Oh, grow up.
No.
I love
you. You grow up. Stop talking about this Eli Manning as a possible replacement for Tom Brady.
I didn't go Mike and Woodman went back
69 effing days we got to go with this. I thought, I was like, you know, I said yesterday, I'm all for this. 69 days to go, and I'm ready to throw myself out the window.
Let's stay at the adult table here. You don't want a guy because he beat you? You wouldn't take Ryan O'Reilly on the Bruins?
Eli's got big ones, Murray.
Years ago!
You're so not... What? His balls are still every bit as big.
Yeah, no, now you've turned me. Good. So let's sign Eli Manning so they can go 5-11 next year. This is what we're rooting for now. Eli Manning to replace the greatest quarterback of all time, who has his two fluke Super Bowl wins at the expense of this team. Let's root for him. 5-11. This washed up bum who should retire this year. That's who's going to be the next Patriots quarterback.
Okay,
to Felgren.
So if you had
so annoyed.
Seriously,
that's awesome.
Over nothing.
He's gotten so pissed.
If you had to sign a veteran stopgap guy,
why do you keep asking me this? Okay, go ahead. What are you going to throw at me here?
I'm not going to give you them.
None.
Well, you need a quarterback.
Yeah, you have one.
Let's say Stidham gets hit by a bus, okay, and it breaks his leg.
Driven by Garoppolo.
Okay? Yeah. and Brady's gone. Who do you want?
You need a stopgap guy as a stopgap.
Stopgap, 1 year.
Who's on that stupid list?
Drew Brees, Tom Brady, Eli Manning, Philip Rivers, Teddy Bridgewater, Jameis Winston, Marcus Mariota, Chase Daniel, Case Keenum, Chad Henne, A.J. McCarron, Ryan Tannehill, Josh McCown, Trevor Siemian, Mike Glennon.
Bridgewater.
I'll take
because I'm not going to overpay for Rivers or Brees or anything like that.
Oh, Bridgewater's going to cost you. Here comes Murray's update. Should be a good one. We're back with more of your thoughts here from Banas.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
This is your home of the Bruins. It's game day, and Felger and Maz are broadcasting from Banner's Kitchen and Tap at the Garden on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
When I look back over all the stuff that Kraft told me Saturday night before the game, that was easily the thing that stood out the most. Basically, I hope and pray that Tom plays for us next year, or number two, that he retires. And that's not what Tom Brady wants, I can tell you that much. He might play for the Patriots, and if he does, he'll go back willingly and I think happily. But he definitely, I mean, unless nobody wants him, unless there's not any one of the 32 teams that want him, he's not retiring. He's made it very clear to me that he's playing next year. So we'll see what happens. But again, Mike, I just think, just my gut feeling, if I had to guess right now, I think he's going to play somewhere else in 2020.
Okay, we pounded the crap out of that interview. I thought King had some interesting stuff there. Peter King with Mike Florio on Pro Football Talk. Check that out on their platforms. NBC Sports Network is where we got that from. We'll wrap it up with your wonderful telephone calls on this very topic. Brady Watch Day 5, 69 days until the expiration of his contract. Perhaps his Patriot career, only 69 days, Murray. John in Providence, go ahead.
I think he's staying. I think he's going to sign a 2-year, $40 million deal, and I think everybody's going to be good because of it. Stidham's going to learn under him. And also, Twin Rivers, the odds are going to be down, baby. Let's go.
Okay, 2 years, $40 million. If Drew Brees makes 2 years...
50.
$30 million. Well, two years, $50 million. I think he's going to get a raise off his last contract, sure. Murray. So,
but just using that as the template, I mean, that's still underpaid he's looking for.
It's not enough. It's a pay cut.
I think Philip Rivers is going to be 2 years, $50 million. If Philip Rivers is 2 years, $50 million, will Brady take 2 years at $40 million from the Patriots?
No.
No, and the other thing is, look, not to be, I understand what the caller's point is. But we all know that 2 years and 40 with the Patriots isn't going to be 2 and 40.
Yeah, it's going to be deferred.
There are going to be all these little, things and catches with the contract that the money's not fully guaranteed.
Yeah, if I'm him, I actually don't look at Brees. It's Rivers, like you were saying. It's Rivers is the guy that I look at, that I am not going to make less than Philip Rivers on whatever deal he gets. Because, you have to, in that case, you do compare the careers. I don't care about the ages. Because Philip Rivers looked terrible this year, and the only thing that guy was ever better than Brady at was making kids. So screw that.
They're not going
to
offer.
I'm going to say, why is Philip Rivers relevant? It's relevant that when Tom Brady goes to the Patriots and asks them, what are you willing to pay me? And they offer him less than what Philip Rivers is getting, that's when the Philip Rivers contract becomes relevant, where Tom Brady says, no effing way.
Yeah, at the end of the day, I think all these ideas of what would he take, what wouldn't he take, and look, I understand we do a talk show. They're not going to offer it to him. They're not going to offer it to him. Deep down, they don't want him back.
Jamie in the car. Go ahead, Jamie.
I hate to say it, guys, but I think it is time to move on. I would go with Stidham, but I think, to me, the best security you can give a quarterback is a great running back, and our running back stink, but Derrick Henry is a free agent, and I think you could probably build up Stidham's confidence if you had a great running back like Derrick Henry, and you become a rush first offense. What do you think about that?
Okay, no way do I pay Derrick Henry, and he's a bad man. He is a bad man. That was a great game, and I like him as a player and all that. I don't give any running back a second contract. And I don't draft any running back high because then I have to give him a second contract. I've been over this a million times. If you want to go out and draft the next Derrick Henry, and even if it costs a first-round pick, I might allow it because he could help a quarterback.
Yeah, I wouldn't allow it.
He'd help a lot of things. But
I'd start with the line.
I'm just trying to be fair, okay? I'm trying to give you something. I'm a no on a running back in general, but if you're telling me I can get Derrick Henry at the end of the Sony Michel pick, which they could have, they passed on him. I would. How is Derrick Henry a free agent?
I don't know, but I believe that he is. I'm going to take.
Is he?
Yeah.
He
was in the same draft as.
So I'm sorry, I thought he was.
No, different draft.
And Todd Gurley's last contract ruined it for running backs anyway. So he's going to be looking for crazy money, I'm sure. And I'm not paying that, even as much as I'm pro running back. Like, I'm not giving any kind of crazy money to a guy like Derrick Henry or any of them.
He'll be cashed. As soon as you give those running backs a second contract, they're cashed. By the time you give them the second deal, it's already too late. And so I would just never give a running back a big second deal. You want to go draft a guy like that and give him a Jared Stidham? Fine. No problem. That's cheap. Ed in Whitman. Go ahead, Ed.
Felger, your willingness to buy a first-class ticket on the Belichick sausage meat train is disgusting. Have you ever thought that maybe all the things you say about Brady not working with younger players and everything, that some of it, like losing their fastball, might apply to Belichick? Let's just look at the last few years, okay? His drafting sucked. He may have cost a Super Bowl with the Malcolm Butler thing. This year, he probably cost us a bye with that first half thing against Miami where he didn't do anything. And he is, I think, maybe everyone's saying how great he is. The arrogance has gotten to his head. As you say, some things have gotten to Brady's head because he thinks he can win with anybody. And if you think that he can win next year with Stidham because he's just a coach, what makes you think he's not going to make the same mistakes he's making now? Or do you really think he's going to improve the team? I don't, because he doesn't. He just wants to keep showing everybody I can win with crap because I'm the best coach ever.
So, Ed, you're acting like he's on some sort of long decline or slump. Or he went to 3 or 4 Super Bowls. He had a bad year. I thought this was a bad year. It was a bad year as a GM, as much as anything. He had a bad GM year. No doubt about it. 100%.
I think they went to 4 out of 5.
But I think, is it 4 out of 5?
Yeah. 14, 16, 17, 18.
I don't know what the, you know, so what are you talking about? Like, all these mistakes, like, well, what big major mistakes are you costing? They've gone to 4 out of 5 freaking Super Bowls.
Look, his coaching is
so 4 out of 6.
It's impeccable. Like,
but the drafting has sucked the last 3 years.
So that's what I'm worried about now is the talent. Because even on defense, you say, well, their defense is good. Again, overrated, but good. But it's aged. It's old. You look at that defense. I don't want them to bring back the defense intact. I thought they got exposed. So I think they need an infusion on this roster because they haven't drafted well. Now, look, well, let's wait and see. Maybe Wynn and Michelle turns out okay and Harry's all right. Damian Harris, like Juwan Williams, will play next year, I'm presuming, because Jason McCourty's gone too, right? So, okay, we'll see some new blood coming in, but they need an infusion in that roster.
So I promise Zach Brown tickets. I'll give them to you. I'll give them to you before we're done here at 6 o'clock, okay? How's that? It's a promise. Before the show is up, you will have free Zach Brown tickets. So stay tuned for that. It may not be this segment, although it may.
It should
maybe
be.
Maybe we'll bring out the ticket weasel. Well, it all depends when the ticket weasel comes out, Jimmy. But it'll be my guarantee is before 6 o'clock, I will offer up free Zach Brown tickets to you people.
Tennessee ticket weasel.
Gino in Andover. Go ahead, Gino.
Hey, is this possible? Belichick lets Tom Brady walk, doesn't get a stopgap quarterback, but just lets the young guys play. The receivers, Stidham, maybe brings in a really cheap backup, turns over the defense with all these high-priced players, and puts himself in a position to draft a kid out of Clemson the following year.
Okay, so again with this, they've got to go 1-15. So like it's just
a pipe dream. I'd love it, but it's never going
to
happen.
I mean, it's just a waste of time. Just draft Trevor Lawrence. Great. Yeah, I'd love to. Is he going to be available with the 21st pick in the 2021 draft? Because
no.
That's what we're going to be picking. No. Like, so he's not. So then you have to get to the number one. How do you get to number one? You want to go 1-15? How are you going to go 1-15 with Bill Belichick?
Ain't going
to
happen.
Okay, because whether you think they're going to suck or be good, they're not going to go 1-15.
Right, even their sucky will be 7-9.
Okay, so you're going to be in the middle of the draft. So just stop. Stop.
Everybody wants him to tank. Yeah, I want Trevor Lawrence.
James in the car. Hi, James.
Hey, guys. Just in the car, you're trying to decompress on the way back. And, wow, I mean, I don't know what I'm going to run into when I get home, but you guys can't even figure out or decide whether or not 4 or 5, it's day 4 or day 5.
It's day 5.
I mean, please. But here's what you do with Brady. Do it, but they did with Bobby. He's on Bobby Orr's level, right? Give him part of the team. Don't tell him.
You can't do it. It's a salary cap violation. You can't do it. You can't do it. It's not legal. You can't do it. You can't give him part of the team. And no, he doesn't want to coach. And no, he doesn't even want to be team president or GM. He doesn't do any of that.
Make him play a coach.
Yeah, Felger, can they make him CEO of the paper company?
There's only one. So this is the problem. I love this topic. We're going to pound the crap out of it, and I want to take all the calls that I can. 80% of the calls suck. This is stupidity.
Yeah, I think they should tank for Lawrence and make Brady CEO of International Forest Products.
There's only one job of the Patriots Tom Brady wants long-term. You know what that is?
Corp.
You know what that is?
No.
Owner. That's the only. He wants to own a team. He doesn't want to work for a team. All right? So unless that can happen, please. Coming up next is the final word. And
you know what's coming next, by the way?
The ticket weasel.
Brady doesn't need the money. He'll take less because Giselle makes more than he.
Zach Brown tickets coming your way right after this.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Spring. Field.
Felger's expert analysis.
Not from this talk radio crazy.
Maz's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, like the freaking abrasive police here?
The caller's bringing knowledge to the table.
Maz, the adults are talking.
It's time to recap this four-hour show in 4 minutes. It's the final word on Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
And the final word is brought to you by Town Fair Tire for the guaranteed lowest prices on tires. Go to Town Fair Tire because nobody beats Town Fair Tire.
Nobody.
You got something to do
first? Yeah, let's do some Zach Brown tickets, shall we?
Sure.
Let me get the official read so I have it all official and such. Is Zach Brown guy, Murray?
Sure not.
That was pretty definitive.
Well, so on that note, here it is. Caller number 10 to the Pride Motor Group contest line, 617-931-0985. We'll score a pair of tickets to see Zach Brown Band on the Roar with the Lions tour, coming to Xfinity Center in May. Tickets on sale January 17th through all Ticketmaster outlets. It's like a really good cover band. They're like three quarters covers.
Yeah, no, and they're fantastic musicians, but you got a country twang to you. I'm out.
Okay.
And with that, we got a couple of pieces of sound to get to. Let's start with the MLB Simon system that was talked about earlier today on the show.
Alternatively, the finger system, which I'm a big proponent of, the finger system.
Oh, yeah, I'm big on the
finger. The finger system, catchers would have access to a control pad that corresponds to a lighting panel visible only to the pitcher. A certain button for a certain light sequence for a certain pitch.
Right, so there'd actually be a panel of lights on them. It'd be like Close Encounters of the Third Kind out there.
Do, 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 do,
do, do, do.
What was that game called with the four?
Oh, Simon.
Simon. Yeah. The Simon game. Give me the Simon game. Whatever. I don't care. All the crap. Simon. Let's go. Throw the ball. Swing the bat. Whatever gets me there, I'll take.
Do, 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 do.
It's so stupid.
I still like the thought of the number system. That's like a quick pick.
No, the random number generator.
Random number generator.
Yeah, no, that's great. See Eduardo Rodriguez on the mound trying to figure that one out. That'll go over.
Seriously.
We also had this. Felger had some research issues during the show today.
They sometimes carry three quarterbacks. I'm trying to figure this out. Who was their thing back up in 2013?
No, oh, 2013.
God damn it.
It had to be Mallett, didn't it?
I mean, how do you not just have that on there on the Patriots roster for sake on Pro Football? God dang it, that's annoying. God dang it.
No, just, why don't you talk and let me see if
I'm doing
can find
it. I'm doing it.
No, because you suck
just
at research.
Just listen properly.
You suck at research.
I want to throw myself out that thing window. Just have it.
Ryan Mallett.
Thank you. See, I said Mallett.
Who was in camp in 2014? I think they had another guy, and they cut the other guy to just go with Garoppolo. They had three guys in camp. So was it Mallett? I guess it was Mallett then.
Maybe it was Mallett.
I guess it was Mallett. I guess they axed Mallett.
Yeah, and they cut his ass, right? Because that was the whole, Ryan Mallett popped in the spring of that year, I think it was, after they drafted Garoppolo, and they were trying to trade him.
Was Tebow in that 2013 camp?
I don't want to ask. I want to know.
Yeah, he was, actually.
Was he?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. God, that's annoying. When you so Google it, call up the roster, and they don't have the second quarterback on the roster. But they had a second quarterback.
But next time, ask the question, and let us look it up so that we don't get totally bogged down.
God.
Because, first of all, you're in the driver's seat. Secondly, you suck at research.
Oh, I want to get baseball
You suck at research.
All I literally put into Google was Patriots 2013 QBs. What came up? Tom Brady, Ryan Mallett, Mike Kafka, Tim Tebow.
Thank you.
See, it wasn't that hard.
Piece of cake.
So awful.
Seriously, though. You were like, holy crap. Get a research project.
Well, I called up the 2013 Patriots roster, and there was no second quarterback on there. It's like, they had a second quarterback, a-holes, and it wasn't on there.
Murray had the Google machine down.
That was so annoying.
You never need trouble with it.
All right. Is Jones there somewhere willing to do something?
Yep. Yeah, we're here. In the effort and in respect to not wanting to ask the question but know the answer, I have research on both the Bruins and Celtics. Many feel they're a true championship contender. I have some stats that say neither one is, so we're going to begin with that.
Well, that's surprising to hear from you. That's coming your way in 90 seconds. No commercials. We're back at tomorrow at 2 for,
Agenda-free Friday.
Agenda-free Friday comes your way tomorrow. We'll talk to you then, everybody.
Bye.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling helpline ma.org.